I don't know if any of you have ever traveled outside the country, and one of the things that is terribly frustrating is that you're immediately in this terrible place where everything costs a fortune. You got to be very careful about what you're calling, who you're calling, how you're using data, etc. Well, the folks at AT&T have stepped up with something very special called AT&T Passport. It was just announced this week, and we have Melissa Bahura with us. She's the Area Retail Sales Manager for AT&T here in Michigan. Melissa, thank you so much for taking time to be with us on the Internet Advisor.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Melissa, let's talk about AT&T Passport. What is it, and how does it make traveling with my AT&T phone easier overseas?
Yeah, so absolutely. So on October 10th, we actually launched our new AT&T Passport, which is our best value yet for international travel.
Okay.
It's perfect for keeping in touch with work, family, and friends while traveling abroad. To me, the great thing about the new plan is that you can sign up just for the month that you're going to be traveling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a one-time charge that it will automatically expire after 30 days for people that aren't traveling, so often.
Right.
It's just a great solution for them.
So I'm going to see my sister in Vancouver Island in Canada, and what would I pay for 1 month?
Yeah, so we have packages starting as low as $30.
Okay.
All of our packages, though, are going to include unlimited messaging, including your text messages, your pictures, your video messages.
Okay.
All are going to include international Wi-Fi. And then just depending on how much cellular data you're going to be using, as well as how much you're going to be talking, would be where we would determine which plan would be the right for, you or any of our other customers.
So, Melissa, you've had other programs, and you could do this. This isn't really revolutionary. It's more evolutionary, right? Isn't the price of kind of international calling coming down?
Yeah, so absolutely. So before in the past, it was you would sign up for a recurring plan. This was ideal for our business customers that were traveling international month after month. The great thing about the new plan is, a lot of our just consumer travelers are only going to be gone, just for a month, maybe
right.
a couple of
right.
weeks.
Right.
So this is a great way to not get, locked into a monthly recurring plan, but allow you to have a plan just for the time that you're traveling.
Cal?
So I used to take get locked into that recurring plan and cancel it after a week when I got back.
Yep, so the great thing about the new plan is it's going to automatically cancel it after just the 30 days. And then, of course, if you're traveling again, you can always add it again, remove it down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, exactly, you're not going to be locked in, which just makes it, super
ideal. You've done a lot of international
yes.
travel, and you've yep. done it with AT&T. As you look at this, how does it look?
I mean, it looks great, right? I mean, prices are better.
Yes.
They've ever been.
Okay.
You always had to do kind of that workaround before. I would sign up for it, but then I would just cancel it when I
yeah.
came back.
Yeah, right? Now you don't have to
now
worry about
to
that.
Worry.
It'll
worry
automatically
about it. So it's a better program. It's a better feature, and certainly prices are coming down.
Cal?
If I'm not carrying an AT&T phone, let's say I just have a MiFi or a hotspot, is this applicable for that as well?
Absolutely. So we came out with two great plans. One's for our smartphone users, and then we also have an additional plan for data-only users. So if you just want to take your laptop with you, if you just want to take a tablet with you instead, just for, some of your emails, internet browsing and whatnot, it's going to give you the capability to do that too.
And would that be the same pricing?
Yep, so the pricing will still start at $30.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just using it for data, we're going to give you additional data allotments to use along with it. But for somebody that does want to be able to keep in touch with, messaging, data usage, voice calling, Wi-Fi, we have the all-inclusive packages or the data-only ones.
Now, we should say for folks who are going, I'm just trying to think of how this would have worked on my trip.
Yeah.
Essentially, I got all the messages I want to do with Columbia video messages, et cetera. And Wi-Fi use looks like it's all you can eat as well, right?
Yeah, so the Wi-Fi, the great thing, too, is once you have the Passport app, it'll actually help you locate areas where you do have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So, of course, like with some of these plans, we don't recommend doing a ton of streaming data and whatnot. So what it'll do is it'll alert you if you're in an AT&T Wi-Fi hotspot. That way, you can use it, as much as you want on the Wi-Fi. And then, of course, if you're in an area that doesn't have Wi-Fi, you can certainly still connect with the great new affordable rates that are included with us.
Well, we're talking with Melissa Bahura, who is the Area Retail Sales Manager for AT&T.
One of the types of travel that I do is just up into Canada, right. up in the North Channel to go sailing every year. Mm-hmm. And we roam up there, and we roam to Rogers. So is this going to cover, you know, not only AT&T, but your partners as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to give you the broadest international voice coverage over any U.S. carrier.
That's a big question, Gary, because when I was out of Vancouver, and Canada is rather, there's not very many providers. Right. There's a few control the whole thing. Like Rogers is a big one.
Right.
And there's another one in Canada. I forget what it is. So you partner with them so we could use those Wi-Fi services without incurring extra cost, right?
Yeah.
Well, and their cell coverage as well is what I heard.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So it's going to be the largest, you know, AT&T offers you the largest, the broadest international voice coverage and data coverage, which we're super excited about. We're actually the first and only U.S. carrier to launch international LTE roaming abroad as well.
Okay. Well, Melissa, with all due respect, I'm traveling with a bunch of kids, and they love to do a lot of streaming. Do you throttle at any given time?
Yeah, so what I would recommend for that is when they are going to be doing things like streaming, just because, you know, sometimes the data allowances, you know, are going to give you great amounts. Like, we go up to 800 megabytes. But if you're going to be streaming a ton of stuff, especially with the kids, like you pointed out, that's where the Wi-Fi locator is going to be ideal. So you're going to encourage the kids to use that part of the service while they're on the Wi-Fi.
Or pay the difference. Yeah, folks, you should, with the cap on this thing, the biggest, and this is the most expensive package, is 800 megabytes. Am I right? That's the big one.
Yeah, the biggest one is going to be the 800 megabytes, and that's going to be for your cellular phone. We do, though, for customers that are using data only, which are like our business travelers using a laptop or a tablet, you know, they can do the 800 megabytes.
Okay. So, I mean, folks, you're not going to be out there, in other words, willy-nilly gobbling up a lot of data through cellular. You have to use it wisely. And it sounds like the trick, and Gary, you've traveled, is, and I did when I traveled, to look for Wi-Fi.
That's right.
And make sure you're making your calls over Wi-Fi with VoIP, or you're doing your streaming over Wi-Fi, and just stay off the cellular network unless you absolutely have to, and there's no way around it.
And there's some great tools, too, where you can actually turn off. Like what I did on my recent travels was I would turn off my international data if I felt like I was nearing my full usage amount.
Oh, yeah.
And then, obviously, if you wanted to be able to, you know, check and get your internet access and whatnot, go ahead and turn it on. And then we do have great ways to track it while you're overseas, because we certainly don't want you to get, you know, a huge bill down the road not realizing what you're using. So using our apps, you can also track and monitor, and it'll alert you if you're getting close.
It's important. Ed was talking about working with somebody recently who went overseas for the company for the first time and came back with from China with a $2,000 bill.
Yeah, no, we don't want that to happen. That's why I'm so glad you guys were getting the word out today.
Just
right before you go, sign up for one of our packages. Like I said, as low as $30 a month.
Yep.
That way you don't have any surprise bills.
Absolutely. Melissa, thank you so much. Melissa Bahura is with AT&T. She's the Area Retail Sales Manager. Thank you so much for letting us know about the AT&T Passport. By the way, folks, we'll have a link on our homepage at internetadvisor.net for more information about that.